what's going on. There's a war zone here today out in the heartland, but the union's here to stay. Those multinational bastards don't use tanks and guns, it's true, but they declared a war on us right now, and by God it's up to you, 'cause there's a war on the workers.
There's if you live here in South Carolina, you must know that unions are hated. They're hated. And if you're a black union, you double hate it. There's no question about that. So while we talk about why race plays a part in what's happening to the Charleston Five.
On January 19, 2000, members of International Longshoremen's Association Local 1422 set up a picket line on the docks of Charleston, South Carolina, when the Norwegian-owned Nordana Shipping Company declared it would quit using union labor. This became a major challenge to the local union and its membership. Charleston's black dock workers have been loading and unloading ships for more than 133 years. Charleston is a key port for the economic development of the South, and multinationals from around the world ship their products through this port to plants throughout the South. This union is one of the most important black majority union locals in the country. It is also the largest and oldest union local in non-union South Carolina. After Ken Riley, a militant union member, was elected as president in 1997, ship owners made new efforts to defeat this local, and Nordana Shipping Company's plan to bring in non-union workers was one of these efforts. Ken Riley came to San Francisco, California, to speak at the San Francisco Labor Council breakfast about the struggle of the Charleston Five.
When we found out that this vessel was going to go non-union, we felt that this was something that we simply could not stand by and watch happen in South Carolina, because over the last 40 years, the workers in South Carolina, the longshore workers, had worked very hard and very diligently to build the standards that we enjoy, because in South Carolina, the opportunities for the blue-collar workers are not that great. On the night that that ship came to Charleston, about 3 o'clock that day, we noticed the buildup beginning. Buses, prison buses, armored personnel, vehicles, helicopters in the air, snipers on top of roofs, horseback, motorcycles, boats in the water. It looked like a war zone. And mind you, this was our union hall is not miles away from the terminal. We are just less than 200 yards away. So all this massive buildup is actually taking place right in front of our building.
Declared to be an unlawful assembly. You will be given time to remove yourself from the area. In the name of the people of the state of South Carolina, you're commanded to...
We live these conditions every day. There is no hidden agenda in South Carolina. Big business, who controls the Republican Party there, have advertised on the front pages of the newspapers that we plan to keep South Carolina a union-free state. The Attorney General of South Carolina, who is actually prosecuting this case and charging these men with inciting a riot, just announced that he wanted to be governor, the next governor of South Carolina.
Peter Washington, one of the Charleston Five, spoke about the issues.
If we let it happen with this particular vessel, it's going to happen again. And it's going to continue just motivate, just like cancer, they'll eat on that one particular ship and just take all the rest from us, and our jobs be gone.
11 workers were arrested, many people beaten, and 5 of the union workers were charged by the Republican Attorney General Condon with riot and conspiracy to riot. After national and international support and solidarity actions, the charges against the Charleston Five were dropped and the shipping line agreed to union labor. This was a victory for the Charleston Five.
There's a war on the workers. There's a
is a tremendous struggle, that this means a great deal, not just for the Charleston Five, but for workers all over this country. It's also an issue where racism is very much a part of this. This is a local, the local where these five folks are from, has been in the forefront of the movement to fight getting that horrible flag out of the state flag. They've been very active in progressive causes, and many of us believe there's a link in their progressive anti-racist stand that has contributed to this ridiculous arrest.
This has been produced by the KPFA Labor Collective.